Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Right, we're joined by Natalie in the studio from Breakout Youth. Good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you on this wet and windy Friday morning?
Warmer now, I'm back inside with you, thank you.
Yes, we had to stop you coming along, didn't we? Say,
don't go in there, the building's on fire.
So what is Breakout Youth?
So Breakout Youth is a charity which supports young people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or who are questioning their sexual orientation or their gender identity.
Okay.
It's quite a long-standing charity. It works in Hampshire, Southampton and the Isle of Wight. It actually started in Southampton about 26 years ago, but came over to the Isle of Wight about 6 years ago.
Okay.
And we support them in various ways. As I say, obviously it's a charity, so it depends on the funding that we can attract. You know, that kind of affects the service that we can offer the young people.
Of course, yeah. And where do you get your funding from in general?
We have some funding that comes from councils.
Yeah.
Some funding that comes from the NHS, the CCG, Clinical Commissioning Group.
Yeah.
We have had other funding from various bodies in the past, National Lottery, for example.
Yeah.
Currently on the Isle of Wight, the service is funded by the CCG, so through the NHS.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the things I want to talk about today, actually, is that we are concerned that we may actually have to stop working on the Isle of Wight after the end of March because we don't have at the moment any confirmation of any funding that's available.
Well, that's
right.
Not good,
that's
is it?
That's not good, is it?
No, it's it would be a very, very sad situation, actually, if that was to arise.
Wouldn't it? Yes. So can you not apply to the lottery again, or have you got...
are some things in the pipeline that we're hoping to hear back from.
They'll take time, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And unfortunately, funding, when you receive it, it's timed. You know, you have a certain amount of time to deliver a project in.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
Until we hear about these other things, then we don't know how we can be shaped on the Isle of Wight moving forwards.
So currently, what is it you offer for young people with those...
Issues,
is that a good word?
I don't think issues is a good word.
No,
because,
okay.
That perhaps looks at it as a negative thing.
I didn't want it to be negative.
Yeah, that's why you questioned the word, yeah. It's just the aspect of their identity. So young people identify as LGBTQ+, is kind of how we would phrase that probably.
Okay, yeah.
So currently on the Isle of Wight, we have a youth group which meets in Newport. It was fortnightly.
Right.
And we've managed to move some funding around and we've actually raised it to weekly because it's such a successful and popular group at the moment.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, it's brilliant. It's really grown in numbers over the last year. So, we've started to go weekly. Which is great, very well attended group. It's officially for 11 to 21 year olds, but we can actually work with young people who have additional needs up to the age of 25.
Right,
okay.
The average age of the group at the moment is kind of between 14 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of older people and a couple of younger people. So that's brilliant. That's a youth group that we run.
Yeah.
For young people identify as LGBTQ+.
Yep.
And we don't, you know, it's a youth group, so they look at other issues, not just to do with that identity, that part of their identity, but obviously there is a focus on aspects that will arise that are specific to their lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because obviously everyone's
different
situation is different to everybody
Absolutely.
Else's. Do you know what I mean?
That's
so
right.
You have to treat everyone as an individual. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. So yes, we've got the youth group, and also we have. Youth workers who are able to carry out one-to-one support sessions if they're needed.
Right.
And that could depend on anything that the individual seeks. So they're not counselling sessions, but for example, last year I just had a one-off meeting with a young person who came through and said that he wanted to come out to his mum as gay. Some other people knew, but he didn't know how to come out to his mum. So we had a chat about that. And he went away with an idea of how to go about that.
Yeah.
So it just depends what support they need.
There must be some young people who have a lack of support from family altogether if they decide that their gender isn't what they were born with and they want to...
transition.
That's the word.
Yeah.
transition to whatever it is they want to transition to. And they find it difficult to, perhaps their family finds it difficult to accept. They can get ridiculed and all sorts. So can you help them with stuff like that?
Yeah, when young people come along, and you know, there are some young people whose families are very understanding and very supportive, but also, as you say, there are some young people who really do have a hard time with their families not supporting them and not understanding their situation.
Yeah.
So it's brilliant for them to be able to come along to the group and meet other people who may have had similar experiences, and you know, to be able to seek advice about how they could go about that transition. Because not everybody who doesn't identify as the gender which they were ascribed. So it's somebody who, for example, was ascribed male at birth, and assigned male at birth, and wants to transition and present themselves female.
Yep.
That doesn't actually apply to everybody.
No.
Transgender is a huge kind of spectrum on its own within the LGBTQ.
Yeah.
And some people, there's other identities such as non-binary, which is when somebody doesn't identify as on the male-female kind of binary norm. And it's very difficult for people to understand if it's not you who's experiencing that and you who's identifying in that way. It's understandably quite difficult sometimes for people to really get their heads around that. And even that lack of understanding is what can provide the barrier. It's not necessarily about not wanting to support someone in their family.
Yes.
And that can really prove difficult for these young people, because not only are they experiencing all the things which every young person experiences and potential problems that they can experience in their life.
There's hormones everywhere, aren't there?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then they have this other aspect on top of that which they're trying to cope with and manage, and then to deal with the fallout potentially of not being supported and not being understood. You know, so to have somewhere where they can go, meet with other people and talk to youth workers who have been trained to support them.
Yes.
It's crucial, absolutely crucial.
And for them to know they're not alone.
That's hugely important.
You're not the only one who...
That's right.
I'm not saying to deride them for that, but I say you're not alone. There are other people in a similar situation.
That's exactly right, yeah.
And I think sometimes with peers and people like that, fear tends to turn to ridicule sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It can do.
It can do.
Because the fear of the unknown and
that's right.
You must be weird.
That's
yeah, because obviously a lot of people, if they don't fear something, that fear manifests in a different way.
Yes.
That can be then a negative impact for
Absolutely.
Everybody involved, which obviously is not a good thing.
No.
I mean, it's a shame that people can't just be people.
Absolutely. Well, people are people, aren't they?
They are. People are people. Everyone is human, and it's just that there is such a focus within our society on how people identify with their gender that, you know, all through life, you know, you have tick boxes, male or female.
Yes.
And so people are trained that this is the only option.
Yes.
And if you don't fall neatly within those boxes very early on, you know, we have previously in the past, Breakout Youth have worked with children as young as 7.
I can imagine, yeah.
So, and there are cases that have been known where, you know, much earlier on than that, people seem to identify strongly as not the gender that they were assigned at birth.
Yes.
Very early on, that can really cause problems for someone.
I bet it can. Yeah.
And mental health, not just with transgender young people, but across the LGBTQ plus spectrum, mental health statistics paint a far worse picture than people generally, if that makes sense. So there are more instances of poor mental health amongst young people who identify as LGBTQ plus than there are.
It must be quite stressful for them as well.
Very, because although they may be comfortable with themselves, and of course that's not always the case.
No.
Some people aren't happy with these feelings that they're having and these experiences that they're having.
Or perhaps they don't understand them.
Yeah, confusing for them.
Yeah.
But some people are, but they are then, you know, they're then dealt with poorly when they come out, or when other people, you know, depending on how other people react to them, and like I said, that lack of support, that then impacts negatively on their mental health as well.
I bet it does, yeah.
So, it's a very important service that we carry out for the people of the young people of the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, brilliant.
The wider charity as well.
Brilliant service.
About the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
So, if you wanted to get in touch with you, with groups and support,
how do they do it?
How would one get in contact with you about groups and services and stuff? Is there a Facebook group, or is there a website they could go to?
Yeah, we have got, we've got various ways. So our website is www.breakoutyouth, which is all one word, .org.uk.
Right.
You could also email our inquiries email address, which is actually hello at breakoutyouth.org.uk. We do have a Facebook page, Breakout Youth Project. If you'd like to get in touch about signing up to the service, then if you just send us an email, we can send you a referral form that can be a self-referral, or it can be somebody from another service or a parent or a carer that can complete that for the young person. That comes through, and very quickly, we do have a really good turnaround actually. Very quickly, we'll be able to get back in touch with you to arrange to meet up, either to see what support you want, or if you wanted to come along to one of the groups, we would then arrange for you to come along and go through some of the information that we need to take so that you can sign up to our group.
So if someone wants to come to you, can it be confidential, the information they give you?
Yes, yeah. It is. Everything is confidential. All our workers are fully understanding of the need for confidentiality. Yes. And yes. Also the young people within the group. Obviously, it could be that a young person arrives at a group and they see someone else there who they know from another setting. And we make sure that everyone's fully aware of the need for confidentiality. You know, yes. you won't if you see someone in the group, and then if you were to see them outside the group, unless you'd built up a relationship and you had the understanding together, yes. that you're okay to, you wouldn't acknowledge each other, because yeah. that then could obviously lead to problems
yes.
for the other person.
Yes.
So yeah, unless there was a safeguarding concern where somebody was at risk of harm, or somebody else was at mm-hmm. risk of harm through behaviour that we had heard of, or something that we had been informed of. Everything is totally confidential. Yes.
Well, that's good to know, isn't it?
From very important.
Young people's point of view.
Very important, yeah.
Because it's scary, isn't it,
it was scary enough
to
for
go
me.
Into this new situation.
It was scary enough for me growing up as a teenager. So other people with other confusions going on in their own mind, it must be traumatic.
It must
literally
be, yeah.
traumatic.
Mm. It can be. As I say, I mean, it's not, you know, not everybody's experience is negative, and some people actually, you know, just want to come along to the group to meet other LGBTQ plus young people.
But you can be a safety net for these people, and you can be support. Are. And
there's been, you know, worrying.
Do they help
times,
each other?
Very much so. And what's really nice, actually, I mentioned that Breakout Youth operates not just on the Isle of Wight, but actually we've got a wider network. So we operate at the moment in Southampton and Hampshire as well. Yeah. And we were very fortunate. For example, last year. In August, we travelled from the Isle of Wight. We picked up some of the group from Southampton and the New Forest, and we travelled to Manchester. We went to experience an event called the Pride Youth Games.
Okay, yeah.
And that was just amazing. I actually attended another event last night where one of the young people from the Isle of Wight said to me that was the best thing they've ever done in their life.
Really?
Wow,
so,
that's good.
Yeah, to give them the opportunity to go along and experience sport, not at all pressured, you know, if they wanted to take part,
yes,
then they could. It was also a sociable opportunity for them to meet people from all across the country.
Yeah. And they're included.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult. There are some issues which people wouldn't think about. So, for example, a trans young man, so somebody who was assigned female at birth, yep. One of the practices that they have to do, some of them choose to take part in, is to tightly bind their chest.
Right, yeah.
Which would very much exclude them from taking part in a lot of physical activity. Mm. But the organisers of the Pride Youth Games obviously understood that. And,
yeah.
And, you know, things like that where people felt comfortable and could take part.
Yes.
Without the high-pressure environment, which they often feel from other settings.
Yes.
It was just literally life-changing, and some of the stories that they came back with were just fantastic from that.
Makes it all worthwhile.
It does. And obviously having the organisation of Breakout Youth to join and then take part with this wider network, we went over to Southampton yesterday to have a party with the other groups.
Party?
Yeah, it was amazing. The other groups and the trustees for the charity.
Yeah.
You know, we all came together and just had a lovely evening where they got to mix with more people and seeing them, you know, their faces light up when they've seen other people they've met previously. So
yeah.
It's expanding their social network.
They're accepted for who they are.
That's right. And they, you know, they keep in touch through WhatsApp groups and things like that. So not just the times when we have the group, but that's leading them to make friendships and then build up that support network for themselves, which
brilliant.
Is
social
really networking
lovely. Skills and stuff. Yeah, that sounds great.
Mm. Excellent, isn't it? But we do have Natalie here.
We do have Natalie here, yes. Who's doing a wonderful job, in the sounds of things.
She is, with Breakout Youth.
Thank you.
So, anything else you need to tell the people out there?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, just to be aware, you know, if you experience a young person that you know who comes to you and wants to open up about their sexuality, their sexual orientation, or their gender identity, just be aware and understanding that you don't have to be able to understand exactly what it is they're experiencing, because it's not always possible, but you just need to show support. And one of the ways that you can do that is, you know, if they want to access further support, you can direct them to Breakout Youth. So that's via our website, www.breakoutyouth.org.uk.
Yep.
Or you could email hello@breakoutyouth.org.uk.
Yep.
The office number is based in Southampton, so that's actually 02380224224. You can call there and select the option for Breakout Youth. And we will get in touch to see how we can work to help them. But, you know, the other thing is that we are available to, we have in the past been able to offer training to schools and other organisations that work with young people to improve awareness of how to support young people identify as LGBTQ+.
Yeah. Supplying awareness of the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stopping a problem before it happens.
Exactly, exactly. And at the moment, the funding that we have doesn't cover that, but we can provide that service. So if anyone was interested in finding out more about that and what the cost would be, then also get in touch with us. Feel free. But really, the main thing that I want to say is, you've heard some stories about what a difference Breakout Youth makes to young people on the island, right? And it would be really, really sad, and I'd say heartbreaking, for the service to actually not be able to continue.
I bet it would,
past March. It would really be a loss to a lot of these young people. And the impact would be, you know, on their mental health, on other related services as a result, on their education, just on their general levels of well-being.
Yeah.
You know, it would be terrible. So I would say again, at the moment, we're waiting for confirmation of any funding to take us past March on the Isle of Wight. If anyone has any ideas, if anyone's interested in helping or would like to direct us to some sources of funding, please also do not hesitate to get in touch. We're grateful.
How much are you looking for, roughly, for a year, say?
Well, we would work with what we were able to, you know, what we were able to.
But you're not looking
at
hundreds of thousands, are you?
Not hundreds of thousands, no, not at all. I mean, we could run a group successfully. We could say for 10,000 for a year, we could run a good service on the island. But we would be happy to offer a lot more than that. You know, if we could access
more,
then there's much more work that we could do.
Yes.
But, you know, anything would be, any ideas, any suggestions would be really gratefully received.
Yeah. That's good, isn't it?
It's a fantastic service, yes.
Yes. If someone is doing an event and they want to help out by raising funds for Breakout Youth, you'd be more than happy to accept.
Yeah, and it's just nice to have that local link as well with island organisations to show their support for these young people.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
We're nearly at the end.
Nearly at the end, yes.
We've got to go.
Yeah. What an eventful morning we've
had. Hasn't it been? You've loved it. You know you have.
I have loved it. Like, I continuously say, it's a marvellous thing to be part of such a warm and welcoming team. I'm just not doing a morning
again. It's warm in here.
Well, it's warm in here, yeah.
Yeah, but it's cold out there.
Yeah, the car park wasn't very warm, but...
But there we go. We've got to go.
We've got to go.
We've got to go home.
Coming up next, we've got Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, yes.
He's in the studio.
He is.
He's not even going to be polite enough to wave back at us.
No.
And then after that, we've got James and Jeff.
Yes.
So sit up straight and pay attention.
Absolutely.
Anyway, thank you very much for joining us in the studio, Natalie. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thanks again for having me. It's lovely to come along.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.